Hello, everyone. Annette Neda here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Neda. Today, we're on What is a Miracle, and we're on Lesson 348.
What is a miracle? A miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. It undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception nor exceed the function of forgiveness. Thus, it stays within time's limits. Yet, it paves the way for the return of timelessness and love's awakening, for fear must slip away under the gentle remedy it gives.
A miracle contains the gift of grace, for it is given and received as one. And thus it illustrates the law of truth the world does not obey, because it fails entirely to understand its ways. A miracle inverts perception, which was upside down before, and thus it ends the strange distortions that were manifest. Now is perception open to the truth. Now is forgiveness seen as justified.
Forgiveness is the home of miracles. The eyes of Christ deliver them to all they look upon in mercy and in love. Perception stands corrected in His sight, and what was meant to curse has come to bless. Each lily of forgiveness offers all the world the silent miracle of love, and each is laid before the Word of God upon the universal altar to Creator and creation, in the light of perfect purity and endless peace.
The miracle is taken first on faith, because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand. Yet faith will bring its witnesses to show that what it rested on is really there. And thus the miracle will justify your faith in it and show it rested on a world more real than what you saw before, a world redeemed from what you thought you saw.
Miracles fall like drops of healing rain from heaven on a dry and dusty world where starved and thirsty creatures come to die. Now they have water. Now the world is green, and everywhere the signs of life spring up to show that what is born can never die, for what has life has immortality. What is a miracle?
Lesson 348. I have no cause for anger or for fear, for you surround me. And in every need that I perceive, your grace suffices me. Father, let me remember you are here, and I am not alone. Surrounding me is everlasting love. I have no cause for anything except the perfect peace and joy I share with you. What need have I for anger or for fear? Surrounding me is perfect safety. Can I be afraid when your eternal promise goes with me? Surrounding me is perfect sinlessness. What can I fear when you created me in holiness as perfect as your own?
God's grace suffices us in everything that He would have us do, and only that we choose to be our will as well as His. Lesson 348. I have no cause for anger or for fear, for you surround me, and in every need that I perceive, your grace suffices me. You know, I was taken by, and I had never seen before in this lesson, the surrounding me's. Surrounding me is everlasting love. Surrounding me is perfect safety. Surrounding me is perfect sinlessness. Like, we forget that. Mm-hmm. Like, when we're just doing life and responding from the ego thought system, responding from fear and, you know, thinking we're alone and, you know, the Course teaches like we're like in the ego thought system, and the voice for God has been speaking to us all through the days. But we really can't hear it and acknowledge it that often because we are so steeped in our fear and even in our anger. So then when I really focus on this lesson and say, gosh, you know, when I'm really steeped in all that fear and anger and I'm not worthy and why does this stuff happen to me, and even things that really shouldn't have happened, you know, like I'm not making fun, I'm making like, I'm not being a drama queen here. Sometimes things happen, right? But then if we can really, even in the worst of the worst, say, well, wait, surrounding me is everlasting love. Surrounding me is perfect safety. Surrounding me is perfect sinlessness. Then no matter what is happening on the physical plane inside in our minds, we can reach that peaceful place.
Also remembering that as and if more people can learn the message of A Course in Miracles, doesn't have to be A Course in Miracles itself, but how many people drink because of their anger or their fear? How many people, you know, get into fights and assault and all this stuff because of their anger or their fear? There's a lot of problems on our planet that could just go away if more people understood the for you surround me part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many things where people act out of anger, they act out of fear. And if they could have that trust in the divine, the trust in love, would they react in that same way? I don't think so.
No. My experience in my own life, and then just as a coach watching folks, when people are really into fear, they just keep doing more of what isn't serving them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they don't realize it. Like they are doing the best they can. I think you brought that up the other day. It's like everyone is doing the best they can from the awareness that they had at the moment. So they don't have the clarity. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm in fear. Now I'm just doing more fear and I'm just doing more fear. But it does build upon itself, it seems. And so just, I guess I want us to really, as we're going about our day now, practicing lesson 348 to, you know, sentence 5, sentence 2, and sentence 7, to really concentrate on those. Surrounding me is everlasting love. Surrounding me is
that order, sentence 5, sentence 2, well, and then sentence 7.
well, the reason I said it that way is because I'm really caught up on the perfect safety.
Mm.
You know, because when you're in fear, it doesn't feel safe. You just don't know what's going to happen next. I mean, even our clients that have suffered from PTSD, where it's so prevalent in their lives, like, what is that next thing that's going to happen? You know, when's the next shoe going to drop? How many freaking shoes are there to drop? You know, I mean, it's pretty intense. It can be. So for us to be able to come to this lesson and remind ourselves, wait, surrounding me is perfect safety. Surrounding me is perfect, is everlasting love. Surrounding me is perfect sinlessness. You know, it's very, very comforting for me. Could we go back to miracle principle, or did you have something more you'd like to say on this
lesson? What is a miracle?
Yeah, what is a miracle?
No, I am complete on the lesson for today. I do have something to talk about based on what we talked about yesterday.
Oh, let's hear it.
So we were talking yesterday, you had mentioned like we're in this state of victimhood for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to recall that a miracle heals in time for all time. So it doesn't matter how long anything has gone on. What you said sparked this, but it could be victimhood. It could be anything. The miracle heals all of that time. It's not a well, it healed it for today, and I still have to kind of deal with the consequences of it all of the other time. It's healing the past in the present, thus releasing the future.
Say that for us one more time.
A miracle heals the past in the present, thus releases the future.
And that really is, that it really is what the miracle does, because when we receive the healing of the past and the present, it does, it releases the future from all of that heavy burden that we tend to bring with us. And then we're lighter, we're freer, we can come from peace and love and kindness and just that, to me, it's like contentment in a way. I equate peace with contentment, where I'm not searching, I'm not going out there and thinking I should be different than I am or I should have something more than I have. It's just like reaching this place of just contentment. That's how I experience it.
Because it has healed all of the past.
Right, right.
Like if we're carrying, you could say, the burden of the past with us, we're not really healed. No. Even if we've, say, have a behavior that doesn't serve us anymore, and then we stop doing that behavior, it's not healed if we are still saying, oh, I couldn't believe I spent, 15 years doing that. Oh, I've just been... I can't believe I did that. And then if we just keep on going back to like, oh, I can't believe that done that. It hasn't been healed yet because we're still carrying that burden with us.
Yeah. Yeah. So say that for us one more time.
The miracle heals the past in the present, thus releases the future.
Yeah.
And it's like I said, it heals in time for all time. So the miracle goes both into the past to do healing, and then also heals the future, because then that same stuff doesn't continue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so no matter how long anything has been going on in our lives, it can be healed, which then heals all of those other past experiences.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Now that you have been a course student for 8 years and you understand what a miracle is, and you've experienced miracles, is it easier for you to let go of anger? And is it easier for you to turn things over?
Yes to both.
Yes to both.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're finding, do you find that you go into as much anger, or when you go into anger, do you turn it over quicker?
More door number two right there. If I go into anger, I turn it over quicker. But I also have to say, I don't get as frustrated and annoyed or angry as I used to. So as an example, the other day I was in line at the store. There's only this senior citizen lady in front of me. And, she is going very slow, like 2 inches per step at a time. And normally that would have been like, oh God, I gotta go. But like, that's how I would have been even like a few years ago. Like, oh, I gotta go. This is like, and been very, very frustrated. Quite immature.
And so, wait a minute, you're saying that?
I am saying that. But then it was like nothing in me. I was like, oh, I guess I'm just it is what it is. And I didn't, and it wasn't like I'm like saying, oh, it is what it is. And I'm like trying to tamp down.
Right.
It was just,
it is what it is.
Yep. Wherever I'm going next, I'll get there when I get there.
And that had to feel so much better.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I feel like in my own life too, is that I'm so much more open to the miracle.
Mm-hmm.
and so much more willing. Like, I know so much at such a deeper level that I can't do this by myself. Where before I just thought I had to figure out the answer.
Yeah.
And I've even heard that from other course students, like, oh, I need to find the answer. And then we remind ourselves, wait, we're not finding the answer. We're opening ourselves up to be shown the answer.
Yeah, if we knew the answer, we would be doing it.
Right. Yeah. So I just wanted us to talk about faith just a little bit.
Okay.
What does faith mean to you?
Oh, boy.
Because you asked me this question about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my definition. And I wonder, and I can't remember if you shared all. I just remember you asked me what my definition was. And I didn't know if you shared what yours was. But it has changed because we've had some really, what is creation? What is the ego? And now what is the miracle? What would you say today your definition of faith is as it relates to our study in A Course in Miracles?
So as of today, or like, not as of today, not like it didn't start today, but for today, I would say for me, faith is synonymous with trust.
Oh, I love that. And has your faith grown? You know, I also have to say, we are on the last few lessons,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, this year is almost over.
Yes.
Has your faith and trust, since they're synonymous, have they grown through this year?
Very much. I am not the same person as I was on January 1st.
Inside.
Inside.
And probably outside.
Inside,
but inside
and out.
Yeah. Oh. And what has faith and trust, what are its attributes? Are there attributes in your life?
What do you mean by attributes?
How do they contribute to your life?
Oh. It's lesson 135. What could you not accept if you but knew that everything that happens, past, present, and to come, is gently planned by one whose only purpose is your good? Perhaps you have misunderstood that plan. That, to me, it has hit me at a much deeper level this year.
Oh, thank you for that. Because it's talking about faith, you know. The miracle is taken first on faith, because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand. We kind of touched on that the other day. Mm-hmm. But yet faith will bring its witnesses to show that what it rested on is really there. Like, it's not just pie in the sky, oh, I hope, but the faith really is, it is this trust. And thus the miracle will justify your faith in it and show it rested on a world more real than the one you saw before. So we used to think of, we trusted in the physical. We trusted in our own perception of the past. You know, it's just, it's really, I love how the text says, you know, you have this perceived past and you have an imagined future. None of it is true. And that perceived past, you know, I used to think, well, of course, I'm remembering things just completely accurately. And then, you know, then you watch, you know, reports of like people that see a crime. And if you asked, if five people saw a crime take place, they'd have five different renditions of what happened.
Do you know about the Mandela effect?
No.
The Mandela effect, named after, not like Nelson Mandela didn't do this, but the Mandela effect is a lot of people thought Nelson Mandela was dead. And he wasn't. But the Mandela effect is this, where you have this, a memory that you really think is true, but it's not true at all. So it could be like the actual where it came from, thinking Nelson Mandela had passed away and that wasn't true at all. could be, you can see it in like, oh, if you remember a scene from a movie and you just think you can quote it line by line, and it's like, you listen, you watch, and it's like that's not it at all.
Yeah.
Or song lyrics, like you can sure it's, or a song, oh, I just know it goes this way. It doesn't go that way at all. Like it doesn't have the same even tune. And so that's where we can think of even our memory. We can have these, what we really think are strong memories that we really think are real. But then when we can get a more accurate picture, they're not true at all.
Right. And, you know, I've been witness to that in myself and in others. You know, you talk to some folks and you think, and you were there and you think there's absolutely no way that what they say is true. And maybe you're wrong. Maybe they're right. But it's just that you can see like everybody has this distorted view because our egos are distorted.
Mm-hmm.
It's that devastation that this is talking about. But then what I love about this one is, you know, then it says, and thus the miracle will justify your faith in it and show the miracle rested on a world more real than the one you saw before. So once we start receiving miracles, we trust the miracle more than the ego thought system.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to kind of bring that to our attention for today. So wonderful day to practice and just soak in. Lesson 348. And remember, you have all the surroundings. Surrounding me is love, everlasting love. Surrounding me is perfect safety. And surrounding me is perfect sinlessness.
Sentences 5, 2, and 7.
Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.
See you then.